You're listening to Josh and Josh. I'm Josh Y.
And I'm Josh Wooden. Let's dive straight into the NFL playoffs this week.
Yeah, but first, we'll look back on the last three games from last week. Many playoffs for playoff positions. We had the Packers at the Bears last week. Aaron Rodgers threw a 48-yard touchdown pass to Randall Cobb with 38 seconds left to win the game.
He was welcomed back with open arms by fans.
Yes, very good play, very clutch play. Especially on 4th and 8, but the coverage was terrible.
I think Packers realised how much they missed Cobb just as much as Aaron Rodgers scoring those two.
I think many fantasy players thought that as well. Cobb was on fire earlier this year. Jay Cutler, though. Awkward.
Do you cut him or do you...
Josh McCown? I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I think Cutler looked good in parts of that game, but when you have Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey as your two receivers, probably the best two receivers, receiving core in the NFL, does make your job a lot easier. But that intercept on the final drive, doesn't hurt, you know.
I'm sure they'll be thinking about that when they're looking at
his contract. So the Packers march in and take the NFC North with a 8-7-1 record.
All right. Philadelphia at Dallas. Dallas's D finally stepped up.
Finally.
Well, again, they stepped up against Philadelphia last time, kept him down to 3. Foles said he didn't know what happened. He's putting it behind him, putting it down to just a bad day at the office.
Yep.
They dialed up a new scheme.
Yep.
They came out, looked good early on. They thought, okay, the bookies are right, they're going to run away with it. But, you know, Kyle Orton kept them in it up until...
Yeah, and Dallas... couldn't cover anything all year, but they really, they did well. Managed to hold McCoy to only 131 yards, which is pretty good the season that McCoy had.
Yep.
And, Orton had a solid performance. He relied heavily on Jason Witten. Witten had a huge game.
Until he Romo'd.
Yeah, through a crucial interception. It was a great interception, though, by Boykin. Unbelievable play.
Had a good year.
Yeah, very good year, actually. So, Philadelphia will take that one, and they will host New Orleans in the wild card round.
Which should be a doozy.
Should be a good one. And there was one other game with some playoff implications, and that was the Chiefs at the Chargers. The Chiefs rested most of its starters, including Jamal Charles and Alex Smith and Dwayne Bowe, and still nearly beat the Chargers at the Chargers' home ground. A missed field goal by a suck-up from about 20 to 30 yards.
Chip shot.
It's terrible. In fact, the NFL just announced that they should have given a penalty to the Chiefs, making it closer. And that would have given the Chiefs probably a win, and the Chargers wouldn't be in the playoff game.
Should it have even been that close? Should the Chargers have won by far more? Or
they should have. You think the Chargers beat the Chiefs earlier that year at Arrowhead with their starters, struggled to beat them without their starters. Just doesn't make sense.
Do you think the Chargers should be in the playoffs or not?
They beat Denver a fortnight ago, and that was an incredible win. And to be honest, I don't want to play them if I'm a team in the playoffs. But after that last week's performance, I just don't know. I feel sorry for the Steelers, but that's the NFL.
That's football.
That's football right there. So the Chargers will play Cincinnati this week. So moving on to wildcard weekend, we have Kansas City at Indianapolis. And for Aussie fans, make sure you set the alarm clock. It's on Sunday morning, not Monday morning, 8:35 a.m. What do you think about this game?
Well, Chiefs get their starters back, like we just said. Travelling to Indy this time.
Yep.
Indy just beat them easily.
Yeah, 23-7 at Arrowhead.
So that's some statement. So now, you know, Chiefs have got to step up their game if they're going to travel to Indianapolis and think they're going to get a result. After starting the year ridiculously well, defense is, you know.
Yeah, it's just...
going downhill.
Gone downhill. They're 25th in passing and 22nd in rushing on defense. So, kind of an ugly signs for the Kansas City Chiefs. But I just have a funny feeling that Jamal Charles is going to run through the Colts. I just don't know. I just have this funny feeling that they might sneak away with a win here. As good as Andrew Luck is, I'm just not sure.
What do you think Indianapolis' plan of attack will be?
I think they're going to have to go through the air. As good as Donald Brown's been, he's been averaging about 6 yards a carry since Trent Richardson's joined the Colts, who's been an absolute bust. But I think they're going to have to go through the air. But without Reggie Wayne, it's very, very tough. I'm picking the Chiefs in this one. What about you, Josh?
I think, despite how good Charles has been this year, even though Indianapolis's defense isn't all that physical, I think the speed will be able to cover Charles getting out the backfield.
All right, moving on. We got the New Orleans Saints traveling up to Lincoln Field to play the Philadelphia Eagles.
My boys.
Josh's team. New Orleans are obviously supreme passing in the NFL. Drew Brees and Jimmy Graham are unbelievable combination. Probably the best in the NFL.
That doesn't spell well for Philadelphia's defense.
Yeah, well, they're ranked 32nd in passing in the league. So,
dead last.
Dead last.
Bottom of the barrel.
Against the second best passing offense. So it's going to be brutal. But I just think Philly can win this one. I think it might be very cold up there. We know about New Orleans' road troubles. They cannot win outside the Superdome.
3-5 this year.
Not very good at all for a playoff team. So.
And they've never won an away playoff game.
Ever.
Peyton and Breeze, never.
Yeah. It's very, very tough for them. And I think Nick Foles and DeSean Jackson and even Riley Cooper, who's been really well on the back end of the year, I reckon they can get the job done. Despite New Orleans' defense being second in passing, but they've just lost Kenny Vaccaro and Jabari Greer, so it is going to be tough.
They're going to have to run the ball. Philly will run the ball all day.
It's going to be a huge game from McCoy, another big effort from the leading rusher in the NFL. I actually think Philly are going to win this game. They are favorites, surprisingly, but yeah, I think they're going to win this game. What about you?
Well, by default, I have to go for them, but I think they've got a solid chance anyway.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one. I can't wait for that game. That's on at 10 past 12 for the Australian fans. And that will be live on ESPN. So moving on to Monday's games. At 5:05 a.m., we have the San Diego Chargers facing the Cincinnati Bengals at Cincinnati. It's going to be a physical game. We know that, especially with the Bengals. The fifth in passing defense, fifth in rushing defense, led by disruptive linebacker Vontaze Burfict.
Cincinnati go into it, shortest price favourites at $1.37.
So if you're a big Chargers fan, there's value for you at $3.22 if you think they can turn the tables on their form from last week.
If you think Dalton won't turn up, which has been the case many a time.
It's a mystery box with Andy Dalton. Sort of like Joe Flacco last year, sort of spitted and splattered his way through the season and then sort of got on a roll in the playoffs. If Dalton can do that, Cincinnati are a real threat.
They since he haven't lost at home all year, have not lost a single game.
And that's why I'm going to take him in this one.
Yeah, me too.
The last playoff game is between the San Francisco 49ers and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. That'll be on at 8:40 a.m. And I reckon Green Bay are a real chance. Aaron Rodgers is back. He was a bit scratchy in the first quarter, threw a couple of interceptions, but man, he, as we just said before, turned on the clutch factor and found Randall Cobb for the game-winning score. And their attack, 6th in passing, 7th in rushing. I know they're up against the 49ers' elite defense, but Aaron Rodgers, I think, can really turn it on. And I don't know if Colin Kaepernick's as dangerous as he was a year ago against them when he tore them up, but we'll see how he goes.
What do you think about Lacy? Lacy keeps running downhill, or he's going to find this a much tougher test?
I think Lacy's going to have an average game. I think James Starks might have more yards than Lacy this week. Ooh, I reckon
bold,
that
bold prediction.
Yeah, I think the 49ers are going to really try and beat up Lacy, and I think a bit of a change of pace back might come in. He might provide some spark on offense. I expect bold prediction. I think Starks will score a touchdown at least this game.
Well, Green Bay ranked 25th in rushing, and they're going up against San Fran, who are third.
Yeah.
Third in the rushing.
Yeah.
You think
the 25th defense against the third, that's not very good odds. Frank Gore should have a blinder. Clay Matthews is still out.
That does not bode well.
No, that doesn't bode well. But I just got this funny feeling, sort of like Kansas City. I just think Green Bay are going to win this. I think the time's right. It's sort of like the year when they won the Super Bowl. They only just made it in after Rodgers was concussed and sort of just scraped in and took a wild card spot and came on home. I think that this just might be their time.
You think Packers in a close one?
Yeah, in a very close one.
I think with Crabtree back, starting to find form, starting to get that rhythm back with Kappa, I think
49ers are going to win.
Should take it home.
Well, that wraps up our playoff schedule previews for the wild card round. Hopefully some of us are on the money. I hope Josh is right about Indianapolis, that's for sure. On to the next topic, there's Black Monday just happened. There was a lot of coaching moves, a lot of firings. and a lot of recent hiring. So we'll start with the first one. The Buccaneers fired Greg Schiano. What do you think about that one?
Oh, I'm grateful. I'm sick of seeing Schiano.
Yeah, he was just the worst. So much bad stuff was going on in that locker room. A lot of coaches have been fired for a lot less. So they've got rid of him, and they just hired, or there's rumours they've hired Lovie Smith, the former Chicago coach. I absolutely love the move.
Yep, so do I. I think you can get that already awesome defense to be even greater.
Yeah, Lavonte David and Darrell Revis on that side of the ball. I think Lovie Smith's going to really enjoy that. So we'll move on to the next one. The Texans, they fired Gary Kubiak a couple of weeks ago, and they just hired Bill O'Brien, the former Penn State coach.
Interesting.
Interesting choice. Bill O'Brien came in and cleaned up that mess from Penn State that Jerry Sandusky left, and he got that team around the right way, and he has the experience, and now he has the first round pick, so be interesting to see.
Who do you take?
It's, for me, I would take Teddy Bridgewater, but can you imagine Clowney and JJ Watt attacking Andrew Luck twice a year?
Nice.
That would just, that'd be an interesting battle. So, see how we go.
Do you think Schaub deserves another?
I don't think Schaub should be starting in the NFL.
Keenum?
No.
Definitely not Keenum?
They're backups at best, I think.
Yeah.
Keenum looked good in games, but man, he looked awful in some other games. So.
The Kubiak had to go.
Yeah.
Definitely?
Yeah. I think it was time for him to go. And, yeah, I think that was a good choice by them. The Cowboys, they retained Jason Garrett, despite many Cowboys fans wanting changes. What do you think about that one?
I think the injury to Romo in the last game saved him. If they would have lost with Romo in, Garrett was gone. But I think...
Yeah. Well, Romo was already ruled out with a back injury, and he was still going on saying that Romo's a chance to play, when everyone knew that if Romo played, even one hit could have paralysed him.
Yeah.
And he still kept going on with... I just don't like him. I just don't like the look of him.
I don't think Philadelphia fell for those mind games
either. No, I just don't understand his... Some of his play calling is just woeful. Anyway, moving on. The Giants retained Tom Coughlin.
Ugh.
Josh's favourite coach in the NFL. Not a big fan either, but he has won 2 Super Bowls. So, argument is there's not many coaches that have got more credentials than him. Probably Bill Belichick's the only one with more rings at the moment. So, interesting. Eli Manning had a below-average season, but he did have a below-average season a couple of years ago and then managed to win a Super Bowl a year later. So, the Giants could bounce back. I just don't see it. But
I mean, he could turn them around, but as a Philly fan, I'm glad he's still there. They didn't prove to be a very good partnership this year.
Yeah.
How many intercepts did Eli throw? 25 plus?
Yeah, I think it was nearing 30, actually. So, pretty bad season from him. But he's a Manning, so they're due for a good year. The Jets retained Rex Ryan. I predicted before the season that he'd get sacked before week 7, and I'm glad I was wrong. I like Rex Ryan as a coach. I think he shows passion and he's very committed and loves his team. You saw that video of him celebrating in the locker room after they announced that he'd stay. The players want him there. The management wants him there. They just need to go and draft well. They did draft well.
They did.
Sheldon Richardson played really well this year. Geno Smith.
Hot and cold.
But look who he's throwing to.
I know.
Cumberland, Curley. Santonio Holmes is like 50 years old.
Rex Ryan could turn a team around that how bad they went in 2012 into an 8-8 team.
They finished 8-8, and I predicted them 3-something. So, yeah, well done to Rex Ryan.
Well done.
Lions fired Jim Schwartz. Thank God. sorry, Jim, but some of your play calling. You have Reggie Bush on turf, and you throw one screen pass a game? What are you doing?
Exactly.
Get the man the ball. I know he had some fumble issues, but oh. And then on 3rd-and-1s, you go for throws down the field all the time. I don't know if Stafford's changing your play calling, but I'm so glad he's gone. And there's rumours that they're trying to apparently sign in Jim Caldwell. As a Colts fan, Caldwell was okay, but I don't think he's the answer. I think there's so many better coaches out there they could hire. What do you reckon?
Well, I used to think Jim Schwartz was the man. They were flying.
Yep.
Calvin Johnson catching everything. Yep. I mean, he's still catching everything, but, you know, if he had better play calling,
yeah,
we'd go in his direction. I haven't liked him since the handshaking incident.
The handshake gate with John Harbaugh. Hilarious moment, though.
Anyone who pushes Jim Harbaugh in the back doesn't deserve to be. Yeah.
He's a good coach, Jim Harbaugh. His job's very safe.
And I don't know about Jim Caldwell either. I think there's, you know, plenty of coaches that can get the best out of Stafford. And, you know, if dialing up the right play calls to Reggie and Calvin could be huge next season.
Yeah, I just think Peyton Manning covered up a lot of Jim Caldwell's misnomers. He had some terrible play callings, especially in the wild card game against the Jets a few years back. And I think it cost us the game, to be honest. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that one. Moving on, the Redskins have fired Mike Shanahan. And that would mean his son as well, Kyle Shanahan.
Good.
There seems to be a lot of stuff happening in that organization. It seems like a mess. Anytime a coach hires his son as an offensive coordinator over more qualified people, it sort of starts to seem a bit sus to me. There was some really basic play calling on offense, and I think it really hurt RG3.
I think they brought him back too early. He needed longer time to recover from his knee. I don't know about the whole the father-son thing. I think, you know, last year, everyone thought they were geniuses.
That's true.
Like, wow. I mean, I think RG3 and just athleticism pulled him out of some trouble last year.
Yeah, I think so.
With his knee and stuff, I think, you know, his flaws are shining through.
Yeah. Well, everyone sort of figured out how to play RG3, and same with Russell Wilson. He struggled with some games offensively too. And same with Colin Kaepernick, the mobile quarterbacks. A lot of teams vowed at the end of the year to really mark up hard and adjust defensive schemes to suit it. And it sort of worked, and it's starting to work. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. So what directions the Redskins go, I think anyway, would be an improvement over Mike Shanahan. Vikings fired Leslie Frazier. I think that's harsh.
That was sad. Yeah. I didn't think... Peterson's not happy. You know, he was upset to see him go. He had a good relationship with Frazier.
Yeah, any coach that's required to win games with Christian Ponder, Matt Castle and Josh Freeman...
Who thought bringing in Josh Freeman was going to solve their problems? I mean, I know they had injuries, but...
Yeah, I think it created more cap headaches, to be honest. The Vikings... Adrian Peterson can't carry him too far. Defenses just stacked the box. They were daring the quarterback to throw it in. It didn't work out for them. So they've got an early draft pick, and it'll be interesting to see where they go and what head coach they bring in.
But they still drafted well. They had three first-round picks.
They all went okay, especially Cordell Patterson in the back end of the season. He started to shine and show us what athleticism warranted first-round pick.
Very quick.
Very fast, very explosive from the backfield. I think people called the Vikings stupid when they got rid of Percy Harvin, but I think they found a younger, faster, fitter Percy Harvin. And how many games has Harvin played for the Seahawks this year? Not many at all. So I think Leslie Frazier is going to find a job easily in the NFL. He's very, very manageable coach, and I think I wish him the best.
Even if it starts off as a coordinator.
Yeah, well, that's how he started. So I'd love him as a coach at the Colts, especially better than Pep Hamilton anyway. Anyway, moving on. The Browns fired Rob Chudzinski, so sort of similar to Frazier.
Yeah, that's players aren't really happy with that either. I don't think Brown's front office has a clue in the world what they're doing. Not a clue.
Well, any time a manager gets hired after a head coach, you know that there's going to be some firings. Lombardi's come in, fired Chudzinski. But again, anyone that expects a team to go good on the back of Brandon Whedon, Brian Hoyer, who played good in some games, and Jason Campbell, who also played good in some games... can't expect much. Their defense played really well. And if it went for a really good onside kick by Steven Gostkowski, they nearly beat the Patriots at home.
That was...
up in Foxborough.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Crazy and game.
What do you think about the trade with Trent Richards? Do you think that was a good... It looks like a good move by them there.
It does. It looks like genius. I think it was a good trade, and for them, they've got two first-round picks now. So they can easily replace Trent Richardson later in the draft. There's rumors they're looking at Ben Tate from the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Definitely an upgrade to...
That'll save a draft pick. Say trade picks.
Yeah, they could. They could trade up if they want for Teddy Bridgewater or even wait for Johnny Manziel. So it'd be interesting to see how they go.
And we like that. We like the Manziel to the Browns. We like that.
Manziel to the Browns. It's got Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron. I think... The Browns are going places. I think they're a really good draft and a really good off-season away from actually playoff contentions.
Really?
Yeah, that's another bold prediction. They looked good in games. I know they played awful in some, but it's not Chudinski's fault. I really feel for the man, and I'm sure he'll get a job. Sure.
McGahee, etc. released?
Yeah. Edwin Baker, the late round guy they picked up.
Not so bad in the
he
last
did
game.
Not, yeah, he did not look bad. So I still think Ben Tate, I don't know. I just have this feeling that they're going to draft a quarterback in the first round, and it's not going to be 28 years old. That's easily a good prediction.
Okay, what do you reckon? Whedon will just be a backup now, or they're going to trade bait? No, I don't know who would want him.
Who would want?
Maybe the Vikings. Maybe the Vikings.
Well, that's interesting, because if they do draft a quarterback, that's four roster spots for a quarterback. Surely.
Who would go? Hoyer played well. Not too bad. Yeah. He played better than Whedon.
But they invested a lot of money into Whedon and a high round pick, but that was a different management. So.
Are they going to just, you know, wipe the slate and start again?
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. The Browns are definitely a team to watch in the offseason. It's going to be a lot of storylines. I think there'll be a lot of talk on this podcast about the Browns over the offseason.
They invested a lot of money in the last offseason.
Yeah.
Long.
Paul Kruger.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
And that didn't. I mean, they played solid.
Yeah.
But.
I really like their defense. Joe Hayden and Gibson, their safety.
Joe Hayden's great.
Yeah. The Iron Hayden.
Just. I like that.
Yeah.
Mark's anyone.
Yeah.
You can mark.
The next anyone. Shutdown corner, I think. Real good young talent. Another good draft pick from their old management, who left them Josh Gordon and Joe Hayden. So if they stop firing people and actually have some trust, they might be a season away from some greatness. All right, moving on. So the playoffs have been announced, which also means for the losing teams, the draft order has been set. And we'll just run through the top 10.
All right, the top 10. The first draft pick goes to the Houston Texans, as we've discussed.
Yep.
The Rams pick up the second pick via the trade last season to the Redskins.
Yep.
With the whole RG3
yep.
trade. Jaguars, again, get another high pick.
Yep.
That's become the norm.
Yep.
Browns, as we just said, they've got a high pick. Should they trade up, or can they wait until someone falls to them? I don't know. The Raiders, what do you think about their prediction? Their predicament?
The Raiders are interesting. For a while there, Terrell Pryor looked really really good.
You thought he was going to be...
The answer. I thought he was a poor man's RG3, but obviously it sort of fizzled out a bit. And I don't know. And then Matt McGloin came in, sort of...
They thought even he started playing well. Yeah. They thought, but...
I just think once defenses adjust to them after a few weeks, that's the real tester, and they've both fizzled out. I think they need to go quarterback, or they need to trade for a quarterback. Maybe a Matt Schaub for a season. Maybe build some good offensive pieces.
Because that's what they need.
Yeah.
They need pieces.
Yeah. So maybe a Mike Evans at 5, the Texas A&M receiver, or a Sammy Watkins from Clemson.
All very perfect options,
yeah.
Really. Number 6, Falcons. Wow. They were tipped to,
Make the Super Bowl. Same with the Texans.
What happened?
Yeah.
I mean, they've still got pieces everywhere. I mean, Julio Jones was a big loss.
Yeah.
Roddy White out injured for huge
chunks of the time.
Harry Douglas stepped up, but, that was like his first real season in the spotlight. And
he's definitely one of the best third receivers in the NFL, exactly. I think. I think they don't need receiver. They need O-line.
Do they keep Steven Jackson?
Is there much use for a 35-year-old running back in the NFL?
What do you reckon, goal line back?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Jaquizz Rodgers is... he's awesome out the backfield. Yeah. I reckon, do they get another one?
I think not so early. I think they could... I don't think you take running back early ever again. I think Trent Richardson's taught us. You can wait. Look at Alfred Morris, Zach Stacey, Arian Foster, all late rounds or undrafted players. I just think you need to wait, unless it's a special, special talent like Adrian Peterson. But I guess how are you supposed to know coming out of college? But I just think they need to go O-line here.
O-line?
Yeah.
Stop that leaky.
Yeah.
O-line. All right. Tampa Bay.
Now, this will be interesting now that Lovie Smith's there.
He is a lover of the defense.
Yeah, he is a defensive-minded guy. Do you stick with Glennon one more year?
I think you have to. I mean,
it's sort of similar to the Nick Foles situation at Philly last year when he came in late. You need another year to test the waters. And he either succeeds and you move forward with the pieces you've drafted, or he fails, and then you'll have a... an early pick next year, you'll have a Marcus Mariota or a Jameis Winston at the top of the draft next year. So I think they're in a win-win spot. I think you can draft offense. They need another receiver opposite Vincent Jackson.
What do you think about the O-line? Because Doug Martin wasn't making any room at all. But was that just down to,
I think
the slump?
Yeah, I think that was affected by Josh Freeman as well, because he was throwing terribly. Defense has just targeted Martin. When Rainey came in with Glennon at quarterback, Rainey made some moves, and that's because Glennon was finding Jackson and was making plays. So I don't know what they go here. I think Lovie Smith might go D-line. Players like, I know Jadeveon Clowney might go early, but you look at the teams that need quarterbacks up front and offensive linemen.
He could slip.
The two driving speeding offenses that he just got booked with recently, Clowney, could affect his character a little bit. I know it's not much, but when you're speaking from 5 to 6, it could just deter a manager or two. But Anthony Barr from UCLA, the awesome linebacker, he could definitely be there available.
He'd be a good fit.
He'd be a great fit. Lavonte David there as well. So be interesting to see what Tampa Bay, one of the real question marks on who they'd pick.
Okay, moving on to Vikings. We just discussed them. Yeah, so
quarterback.
Quarterback. They
need a quarterback.
They need someone. Ponder, yeah. Freeman.
Yeah. Castle. Just Castle. Get rid of them all.
Terrible. Okay, Bills. Wow. We thought EJ Manuel was going to be the next,
RG3,
but
yeah.
Turns out...
not so much. Not as Thaddeus good. Lewis sort of made more of an impact.
He did. And I mean, I don't know, the Kiko Alonso...
Yeah, great find. I think
he kind of, made the Bills look a bit better than they actually were.
Yeah. I think they still need a bit of help, even though they sort of... I think they nearly led the league in sacks. I'm sure they're up there.
Yeah.
And, but still, I think Khalil Mack's been mocked there a few times by a few different... Walter Football and CBS have mocked him there. Matt Miller has also mocked him there from Bleacher Report. So it'd be interesting to see what they go. They did draft Robert Woods last year to go opposite Stevie Johnson, and he had a bit of injuries this year, but still looked quite good. And same with Marquise Goodwin. So the pieces are there offensively. Fred Jackson and CJ Spiller will still be effective.
What do you do with both of them? Do you keep both of them?
I think you do. CJ Spiller had a down year, but Fred Jackson's still capable, and it gives CJ Spiller some less carries, and his body might still be fresh after.
Both of those players are quite prone to the old
injury. So it'd be interesting to see again who they take. I don't think they go quarterback at all.
No.
I think you need to give Manuel a full season here.
Yep.
Yep.
The talent is there.
Yep.
Number 10, Lions, we've discussed.
Yeah.
I mean, Stafford, he's still quality.
Yeah.
5,000 yards.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, nearly every year.
Calvin Johnson, you've got the best receiver in the league.
Yep.
You've got... Pettigrew? No.
Yeah, still, tight end. I don't think you'd go tight end early, but he's still capable. Joseph Fourier.
Yes. Okay.
The great dancer himself. Some great dances after scoring touchdowns this season.
Felt like every catch he took was a touchdown.
I think that was right. I think they go defense here.
Defense?
Yeah.
Do they
look secondary, for sure.
Secondary?
Yeah. But I don't know if many corners are rated that highly. Maybe they trade down, generate a few picks. Not sure. There'd be some teams wanting to trade up for quarterback.
Do they trade up? Do they keep Joique Bell and Bush?
I was talking to you about this earlier. I think Joique Bell has enough quality to be a starter in the NFL. And I know Reggie Bush is injury prone and the Lions need Joique Bell, but I think they could get maybe a late second round pick, high third round pick for Joique Bell. Maybe a team like the Browns that we mentioned before.
It'll be interesting to see what head coach comes into the Browns and if they look to, keep up a power running game or someone like Bush.
Joique Bell has just come onto the scene. He has immense talent, and when he filled in for Reggie Bush, he sometimes he looked better than Reggie Bush.
He did,
which is hard to do because we all know what Reggie Bush is capable of.
I love that haircut.
Yeah. Even good in the snow, Joique Bell. So that's the top 10, so see how that develops.
Moving on to our yearly leaders in regards to the stats.
And awards as well.
Awards. The
passing yards.
Well, new NFL record to Peyton Manning.
Just. There was debate over one screen pass, whether it went forward or back. And the NFL upheld its decision.
Josh, we both looked at it. Lucky. Lucky.
I think it was very lucky. So I don't think that record's going to last too long in the NFL. It's a passing league now. I think there's going to be a lot of records broken. The touchdown record might stay for a few more years, but with the new rules on defense, you'll find a lot of passing touchdowns.
Rushing, McCoy?
Yep.
Wholeheartedly deserved it, I think.
Yeah. We were both on McCoy at the start of the year, cashed in with the TAB on that one. He was. I got him at $21, so I was stoked after a down year from last year.
1,607 yards. I mean, it didn't really come close to what Peterson did last year.
But that's rushing. He had a lot of passing yards too, so very, very effective. Yeah, so,
yards from scrimmage, I'm sure, were
huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
I don't know the number, but he did set a Philadelphia record for that. Receiving, Josh Gordon came onto the scene.
My boy, I'm a big Josh Gordon fan. I was high on him at the start of the year, and missing the first two games thanks to a suspension for marijuana use, and managed to stay out of trouble. And to be honest, he's one of the best receivers in the league. To do what he's done with Brandon Whedon, Jason Campbell, and Brian Hoyer, it's just unbelievable. And two games short, and he still leads the league in receiving. It's just
unlike some receivers who take a huge dip when a backup quarterback, like Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, came in. He was,
Tolzien and
Flynn,
they both came in, and his numbers took a huge dive.
Yeah, even like Larry Fitzgerald's numbers have slipped during bad quarterback play. And although he had a sort of a bounce back year this year with Carson Palmer, he still didn't produce as high numbers as that. So kudos really, to you, Josh Gordon.
It really doesn't matter who is under center.
Yep.
Perfect.
Tackles, yep.
Amazing. 171 tackles this year.
Crazy from an undrafted guy.
Someone who can go through the entire draft and then come out on top. Wow.
Yeah, good on you.
Sacks, your boy?
Yeah, Robert Mathis, boom. First Deakin Award winner. They renamed the sack leaders after former great. And 19.5 sacks. He just beat Robert Quinn from the Rams by half a sack. So
What is half a sack?
When there's two people in the sack, they get half each. So, kudos to Robert Mathis. And considering that the Colts don't have much else on pass rush,
that's impressive.
And he's lived under the shadow of Dwight Freeney his whole career. So, well done on him. And he set a lot of Colts records. So, very underrated player. And I don't think he'll win Defensive Player of the Year, but I think he deserves it.
Interceptions, Sherman?
Yeah.
What else is there to say?
We'd let Sherman do all the talking. I'm sure he'd love to.
He can cover, he can tackle, he can pick.
He can do everything. And if you're only new to NFL, I advise you to Google sound effects on NFL.com and listen to Richard Sherman mic'd up. It is definitely entertaining and worth a listen. He can talk the talk, but definitely can walk the walk. All right, we'll go through our award winners this year that we think should be the award winners. I think we both have the same player for MVP.
Peyton Manning.
I think it's going to be obvious. Set just about every passing record there is. And got the top seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
Not much else to say there.
Not much else to say. Offensive player of the year. He obviously has to win that as well. I mean, if he wins MVP and doesn't win Offensive Player of the Year, something's corrupt.
Something's wrong. But that's alternatives to that. I think McCoy, you think...
Jamal Charles could have also won it.
Yeah.
I think they're both, they had stellar seasons.
Yeah, both had really great years, carried their teams. And, unfortunately the quarterback seems to win all the big awards, just sort of the way the NFL works at the moment. They're the poster boys, that's what happens. So, Defensive Player of the Year.
I have Carolina Panthers, Luke Kuechly. I think he just played outstanding. I know you've got someone different, but
yeah,
I think...
Nah.
I think Luke Kuechly played lights out.
I would not, if he wins that award, I would not disagree with it. Pretty much cover anything. Just unbelievable. That game against New Orleans in week 17.
Yeah.
Week 16, was it? Yeah. He absolutely killed it. So I've got Robert Mathis, though. Bit biased being a Colts fan, but 9.5 sacks when teams are covering him because there's no one else on the Colts team. I just think that's unbelievable. And the strip sack that he did on Peyton Manning when he returned home probably the moment of the year for me.
Rookie offensive player of the year?
I've got Eddie Lacy. It's pretty tight. There's a couple of running backs there. Yeah. I think Zach Stacy could win it if he started week one, but I think Lacy's just been huge. And when Rodgers was away, he carried that team on his back.
I think for the same reason that you just said Lacy carried the team, I think as soon as Sam Bradford got hurt, it became the Zach Stacy show. He just... Yeah. It was the Rams on his back, and he, you know, pounded
on
the ball.
Well, we're on Stacey or Lacey, so if it ends in ACY, we're on the money.
rookie defensive player?
You can't go past Kiko Alonso.
Nope.
He Pick was City. A monster. Just did everything. Unbelievable. The next Luke Kuechly, for sure. And, I don't think anyone else wins it.
I don't think anyone's going to argue.
No.
It just seemed like the Bills' highlight reel was the Alonso highlight
show.
Reel.
Yep.
Coach of the year for you?
I had Ron Rivera. They started off a bit slow, the Panthers, but what he's done with that defense, unbelievable. Just crazy. The pieces he put in place, the draft he had. Star Lotulelei, another rookie chance for defensive player, played lights out. Very good against the run. I just think to get the 2 seed from a losing record, well done.
My selection's a bit biased. Yeah. It's Chalk Chip Kelly. He to take a team that went 4-12 to 10-6, playing the way they did, setting records in the process, turning a team that, you know, Andy Reid thought shouldn't run the ball that much to turn him into the NFL rushers.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of took the pieces that were already there and then turned him into the team that they...
Well, considering it's a passing league and he's rushed to the playoffs,
that's
pretty good. There was a few games there where his fast play sort of cost them. He gave teams a bit too much time. He didn't really slow down. But I think he learned his lesson from that, and that's why I like him as well.
They had the shortest time of possession. I mean, I know he says he doesn't care about it. He says it doesn't. It's a stat that doesn't really bother him. But, I mean, when it comes down to the fourth quarter and you're supposed to be wasting the clock and you're just running it up.
It can
come to cost you.
Yeah, but he's managed that quite well, so...
And who said Foles couldn't fit that system? Everyone was saying before the season started that you need Vic, it's perfect for Vic, and Foles is too slow to, do the option. How many times have we seen Foles run the option?
I must admit, I was a skeptic of Foles in that system. Although I liked Nick Foles as a quarterback, I thought possibly a trade, but Ryan Grigson's not there anymore. We know how much he loves a trade for the Colts, so be interesting to see how they go in the playoffs this weekend. I think they're going to win, but if Chip Kelly gets that award, I will not argue against it.
Cross my fingers.
Yeah. Comeback player of the year. I had Thomas Davis from Carolina. I know he came back last year, but nothing, no recognition at all. Just missed out on a Pro Bowl spot, robbed again. This guy has had 3 ACL injuries, and he's come back, and him and Luke Kuechly have the best linebacking core in the NFL. I just... can't argue against him, but who have you got?
I don't know.
It's tough.
I was stumped on it.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying McCoy because he had a down year last year.
He did
come back well this year. A lot of people are saying Phillip Rivers.
I thought Cam Newton had, an average year last year. And he's, look.
Yeah. I really like what Cam Newton does when he scores a touchdown and he gives the ball to the kid every time. I love that. And Colin Kaepernick's trying to steal it now. So. Yeah. Come on, Colin. Think of your own thing, man. Stick to kissing your bicep. All right. And that just about wraps up our first show.
Yep.
And we'll be back next week. Josh is away, so I'll have a special guest. So it'll be Josh and Josh featuring someone else. And
it'll be Josh minus Josh.
Josh minus Josh.
Featuring someone else.
Featuring someone else. So sort of a math equation type title for the show. And... we'll also speak some more other sports once the NFL wraps up, but this time of the year, it's all about the NFL. The Ashes are just about wrapped up, 4-0. There's not much to talk about there, except Mitchell Johnson has just dominated. So we'll be back. We'll be talking a lot more.
So go Philly and go the Colts.
Yeah.
And, sorry if you don't go for...
anyone else. All right. See you later.
Bye.